12 tips to increase your focus.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink, delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this daily update and personal empowerment podcast. Today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, it's good to share these ideas with you, high flyers, because I know that each one of you is working daily to improve your game, to take your game to the next level so that you can manifest more of what you desire. You become a master at manifestation. And one of the secrets to manifesting what you truly desire is focus. You know, they say, where you place your focus, that's where your energy goes. That's where your emotions go. That's where your passion goes. And ultimately, that's where you put your time. So today I'd like to share with you 12 tips to increase your focus. But hey, gotta remind you to be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the bell icon. And remember, you are automatically entered into our monthly drawing. We're giving away 3 audio programs each and every month to 3 lucky subscribers. Okay, number 1, ask yourself, what is the outcome of what I want? In other words, if I take this action, if I think these thoughts, if I move in this direction, does it lead me to what I truly want? And that's important because if you don't understand where you're going and what you really deeply want, then it's hard to focus in any direction. So that's the first thing. What do you really desire out of life? And then next, and this is most important, will the action you take, the thoughts you think, take you to where you want to be? Number 2 on the list. This is a simple one. You've heard me talk about it ad nauseum on this podcast, but I'll mention it again. Declutter. The more clutter there is in your environment, your car, your office, your bedroom, the harder it is for you to remain focused, because every piece of clutter is kind of vying for your attention. And so your attention bounces around kind of like a pachinko ball in a pachinko machine, if you know what I'm talking about, or a pinball in a pinball machine. It just bounces all over the place because you have so much clutter. Number 3, live as if. Live as if you have already achieved your goal. Think as if you've already achieved it. Act, talk, behave as if you are already where you desire to be.
This is the number 1 podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Sink.
Number 4, make a habit of focusing on positivity. Say to yourself, today, I'm going to focus on being positive. No matter what I'm put up against, no matter what challenges I come up against, today I'm going to focus on creating a sense of positivity in my energy field. That's very important because when you are not feeling positive, when you're feeling kind of down, when you're feeling depressed, it's almost impossible to focus. But when you are feeling positive, your focus sharpens, and that's important. Number 5, Read inspirational quotes on a daily basis. Read from great people who have gone before you, done incredible things, and learn from those quotes. Begin to apply them. Make them your own quotes. Okay? Make them your own quotes and apply them to your life on a daily basis. Number six, challenge limiting beliefs. Your limiting beliefs are the single biggest factor holding you back from the life that you desire, from the love that you crave, the money you desire, the health you need. So challenge them, write them down, and then challenge those limiting beliefs. Number seven, I recommend stocking up on kind of a warehouse full of audio programs. And I would get as many audio programs that are positive, that teach you specific knowledge that you need, that empower you, that motivate you. And I would listen to them every single day. And there's several programs out there that, you know, like Amazon has one, what is it called? Audible.com. But iTunes has the programs as well. And so download them. They're not expensive. And then when you are prepared to listen to them, put them on. Listen to them while you're driving. Listen to them while you're walking. Keep your mind immersed in optimistic, resourceful, empowering, focused energy. Number eight, surround yourself with manifestors. Look, there's all kinds of people in the world, and some people are just not manifestors. They don't care. I mean, they don't care that they have holes in their shoes. They don't care that their house stinks. That's not important to them. But you want to hang around manifestors. You want to hang around people that learn to manifest an incredible amount of opulence and joy and happiness and abundance and wealth and prosperity. Surround yourself with manifestors. Number nine, you can go on our YouTube channel, and there's some examples we'll be putting more up of shamanic tapping. There's no negative affirmations in shamanic tapping as there are in EFT and other forms. So I highly urge you to learn shamanic tapping and release. Learn it. It's called the Star System, and we have several examples of it on our YouTube channel. Number 10, vision art. It doesn't have to be a vision board. It can be art that you have throughout your house that inspires you. Perhaps you look at a mountain and you have a picture of a mountain and you love that painting. Pause for a moment and assign that picture a meaning. In other words, say, that mountain represents the challenges that I've overcome. So now every time you look at that picture, it subconsciously reminds you of the challenges that you have overcome. Vision art throughout the house. Number 11, theater of the mind. What you visualize, you will manifest. Keep a positive picture in your mind of the outcome that you absolutely desire. And number 12, sexual energy. When you have sexual energy and you use sexual energy, in other words, you are rising up and plateauing in the form of orgasm. Well, that energy has to go somewhere, and usually it just dissipates into the biosphere. But you can focus that energy by placing a picture or a thought or a word or an idea at the time of sexual arousal. Use that sexual energy for positive focus. Okay, there's 12 tips to increase your focus. Apply 5 of them and you will notice incredible results within 28 days or less. Hey, I'm out of time, but thank you so much for listening, and be sure and have a great day because you deserve it. Bye-bye.